They're about making sure that each person in the community is cared for and given an opportunity to flourish. Instructions about gleaning, see Leviticus 23, verse 22, and the year of Jubilee, see Leviticus 25, verses 8 through 55, for instance, demonstrate God's desire that the poor should have ways to feed themselves and chances to get out from under debilitating debt. We often refer to this type of justice as social justice, and this is something that has been important to the Black church in America. This is the type of justice I've frequently spoken and written about. It is a social and economic concept that moves people in a community toward mutual concern and both individual and collective development. For the most part, in the past, the white church in America has not embraced this kind of justice thinking. There are exceptions, of course. The Quakers and Mennonites, for instance, have always put a strong emphasis on justice and equality within their communities. But their influence isn't very widespread, and for a long time there wasn't a national call to make justice a priority in the church. The Catholic Church also has had a little bit of an advantage in this because they've maintained the idea of the parish, the congregation being grounded in the community. As communities around individual Catholic churches changed demographically, some of those congregations developed greater concern for the justice issues that affected their newer parishioners. Something I'm sensing now, though, something that gives me a great deal of hope and joy, is a growing commitment to social justice among evangelical Christians. For hundreds of years, slavery and the legacy of slavery kept justice from being a functioning part of many churches, but I can see things changing now. We haven't quite gotten to the place yet where we will fully grasp how justice is the very foundation of God's intentions for the world, but good things are happening. I've encountered several churches that do a wonderful job of pursuing social justice, not just reaching out to help the poor in their communities with food, clothing, and other physical needs, but also welcoming those individuals into their congregations as brothers and sisters. The congregation at Calvary Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has so identified with the poor and made people feel so welcome that many of the homeless in the community worship at this church. One of the things the church does is open its doors on Sunday afternoon and invite the community to eat and watch football there. Many of the shelters aren't open on Sunday, so this gives the homeless folks a place to spend the day. It also provides an opportunity for fellowship that doesn't revolve around the wealthier members giving something to the poorer members. 10th Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is another great example. This is one of those city churches where many of the members lived out in the suburbs and commuted in for services and activities. After hearing me preach and inviting me to visit their church for a missions conference, the pastor, the late Dr. James Montgomery Boyce, and his wife Linda were inspired to move into the urban neighborhood where the church is located. He and Linda started an elite school there, not for the children of the rich families who attended the church, but for the poor children who lived in the community around the church building. She taught at this school, City Center Academy, to help provide these children with the best possible education. The Boyces did a wonderful job and stayed at the church until James passed away. The school has now merged with other schools in the area. This congregation has become somewhat integrated, and many of the Black middle-class members, as well as some of the wealthy whites who attend, are concerned about the homeless in the area. They started doing various kinds of outreach on Saturdays and eventually added a third Sunday service geared toward the homeless people they were interacting with. It's a real worship service, attended by some of the more affluent members as well. I have talked to some of the homeless people who attended, and this is their church. These are just a couple examples of what is happening throughout America's urban communities. This authentic outreach to the poor and neglected is working. Signs of true justice taking place through a holistic approach to the gospel, the whole church engaging the whole community, are evident throughout the United States. While I am a big champion of parachurch organizations, I really want to see local congregations adopt this cause all over this nation.